B-Pod Studios.
By the way, Hattie, I like
He's the calming voice of the Midday Show.
You're siding with PK. Hey, shut up! I'm going to ask you a question, dumbass!
Hardy.
I've never seen him snap like that.
On Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But they told me a man should be faithful and walk when not able and fight till the end, but I'm only human.
What is the name of this song? I only know it as the Free Willy song.
Will You Be There?
Will You Be There?
Will You Be There?
Have you ever seen the video? Oh, my God. And it's synchronized to the dolphins.
On the end of the jetty. And he's like,
yep, and he goes up over.
Right.
Willy is freed.
Mike's going like this.
You'll be there for me and dare not spare me.
What a creep he was.
Creep. Good music.
Sorry.
Weirdo. Beyond weirdo. Well documented. Guy could sing.
Now, Brad Bahigian has tweeted us that a human has never been killed by an orca in the wild.
They have been attacked in captivity.
Well, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
You put him in a fish bowl in Orlando.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen?
Feed me dead fish out of a bucket and tickle my tongue. Yeah. Tickle my tongue one more time. You know?
Feed me dead fish.
Let me go hunt. You know?
Well, no. It's a matter
now
of...
I got to do all kind of like tricks. I got to splash people.
Yeah, keep an orca in captivity for 20 years. What did you think? The orca was going to get tired of that act at some point.
Smart orcas are going to say...
You sort of deserve it.
Next time you're in the water, it's on.
Do you think an orca should be kept in captivity?
I do not. I think it's disgusting.
I think it's whacked out, man.
I think it's awful.
It's too big.
Too majestic a creature that needs to. You know, and it brings the whole thing. Do you think there should be zoos?
Well, there's got to be a line somewhere. In my line, I don't know exactly where it is, but I know that the orcas should not be in the tank at SeaWorld.
I agree.
I would disagree with that.
And I've taken my kids to zoos, and they loved zoos when they were little. We haven't gone in a while. But I always felt bad for the animals when they were in captivity. Like, that's, you know, wild animals.
Yeah, but I mean, some of them have... Some zoos are really good. Plenty of space.
Of
plenty of other, other animals
Chicago
for them to be able to socialize.
Cool. Yeah.
Right?
And I told you that the gorillas at the Chicago Zoo, awesome. They give them free rein, boy. And they have toys out there. And well, you could hear them a mile away, though.
And I think most zoos, most, not all, as we saw with Tiger King. But most zoos are about, you know, conservation and raising awareness and things like that. So,
correct.
So you got to, you know, it's sort of a give and take, pros and cons. But the orcas, didn't someone get killed by one? One of the trainers get killed by an orca?
Yeah.
So that
the girl, I think she got drug.
It was recent, a few years ago.
Yeah,
no,
recently.
it was the one orca that maybe killed more than one person.
Well, where do you think that orca should be? Back in the ocean.
That's hard to do now, though. Now, since probably it was captured as a baby, now it's conditioned.
Okay, so the name of the movie is Blackfish, and I watched it.
Yeah. That was really good. That was a highly awarded documentary, was it not?
Yes. The orca was nicknamed Tilly, right? Captain
Tilly.
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 Spent most of his life at SeaWorld.
Come on a kick drum, come.
Tilly on the kick drum, come. Come on the kick drum, come.
That's my name.
Tilly was heavily featured in Blackfish, involved in the deaths of three people.
Okay. All right. Well, that proves my point.
Now we got a little bit of a
trainer,
track record here.
A trespasser and another trainer.
Listen, I'm taking Brad's word for this. They've never killed one in the wild. So for all of you that are mad at us,
it'd be all over the internet
for rooting for the orcas on the Cape, rooting for an explosion in the orca population,
t-shirts, team
rooting
orca.
For a big migration of the orcas
team
to the
orca.
Cape. I want you to know that
team orca,
they're here to kill, but they're here to kill the sharks.
Sorry, mass sharks.
It may be anything else that comes in their path, but most importantly, the sharks. take those sharks out.
Yep.
Tonic immobility. You know, boom! Scomo's, him upside down.
Our boy Scomo, who is actually, he's talking at the end of the month, I think, in Marion, getting you prepared for shark season.
Living with the sharks.
Living with the sharks, the science of it, you know, and getting ready for shark season. He may have his hands full this summer if we got orcas now in play.
From July to October of 2020.
Scientific gift.
Perfect scientific storm.
July to October 2020, there were at least 40 reliable reports of orcas attacking boats off the Atlantic coast of Spain and Portugal.
Get out of their way.
Nudging, biting, and ramming attacks on medium-sized sailing boats sailing at moderate speed, concentrated on the rudder, with some impacts on the hull. A small group of orcas are believed to be responsible. Three juveniles, which have been named...
Those damn bad kids.
Kids are having a good time. They're playing.
White Gladys, Black Gladys, and Gray Gladys. Boy, they really
who
stayed
named
up,
them?
Stayed
who
up all night coming up with those
the
names.
The Pips named them.
Meanwhile, that orca's like, bro, my name's Steve.
Yeah.
No people were injured.
Call me Gladys.
Portuguese Coast Guard banned small sailing vessels from a region where the incidents had been reported. It is thought that the behavior was
Team
playful.
Orca.
Playful.
Team Orca. Go, go, go Orca.
Jim in Pembroke. Where's Pembroke?
Pembroke?
No, not Pembroke. It says Pembroke.
Pembroke?
Pembroke, down on the South Shore.
He's from Pembroke. Pembroke. Milligan.
He's from Rhode Island.
Pembroke.
No, it's a Rhode Island
He's
kid.
From Pembroke.
It's a Rhode Island kid.
Oh, sorry. It's the intern.
I would contend.
Let's go, Paulie D.
First, there are no documented evidence ever of an orca attacking a human in the wild.
Damn right.
Never.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Second, I would contend that orcas are the masters of our planet, not humans. The world is 70% water. Am I correct?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
All right.
Agreed.
They have no predators.
Yep.
They have no war. They have no.
What about the monkeys?
They have monkeys have predators. Monkeys kill each other. We kill monkeys. They have no predators. They go wherever they want. They adapt. They have family groups. They care about each other. They communicate.
All good
they have
points.
No pandemics. They are the masters of the planet.
How do you know they don't have pandemics?
And the most magnificent animal on Earth.
I agree with you on the last point.
You ever seen turkeys, mate? It's pretty magnificent.
No, but they got predators. They don't have a predator. He's
no
right.
Pandemics.
The orca
they
has
they don't
no
have illness. There's no illness. They're why they could have
they
an illness.
The story about that lady said they killed a baby. Who killed a baby? A baby orca.
They're their own predators. Do they? Is that real? Are we buying that story?
I'll roll with it.
I don't know about that. Okay. Okay. QC Kinetics.
Thanks.
So I was going to tell you about that. 617-779-0985. The fake promos are coming up at 150. This day's flying, Zoe.
Sure is. We're having fun today.
Smokes. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Opinionated. Aferius is nautical.
And passionate.
Ignorance is bliss.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I look good today.
We keep reminding you of this so that there is no excuse for missing it. Next Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. at 98.5thesportshub.com. That's when we put the foursomes on sale for the 11th annual Hoosier Caddy Classic.
Please don't email me and text me and ask me for a pre-sale, okay? I have no connection to this. This is not my tournament.
There is no pre-sale. It's happening June 13th at Brook Meadow Country Club in Canton. $600 a foursome. It's a steal. It's an absolute bargain. Golf, lunch, gift bag. You get a Travis Matthew hat, a special edition Travis Matthew hat made for us. Auction items as well at the lunch that we'll be having after. Who's going to be the auctioneer this year? Hardy, do you have that duty again?
Fred?
You know what, Fred?
You did it last year, though.
I don't remember doing it last year.
You did.
How'd I do?
You did well. Oh. It was smooth.
I thought it was great.
Were you there?
No.
Yeah, he was gone.
I worked that day. It happened after 2 p.m.,
yeah, so he was gone.
I don't blame you. You do the show from 10 to 2.
What are you supposed to do?
Like hang around and do more stuff? You actually worked that day.
Talked to everybody at the tournament. I had fun. You know, watered the green.
Then I hung around and said hello and mingled and had a good time for an hour. I mean, that's
a nice thing.
They don't ask that of us very often, but, you know, we had a good time.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Proceeds benefit the pediatric advanced care team at Boston Children's Hospital. So come on out. Golf with the Sports Hub. It's generously supported by 110 Grill and the Long Drink. And again, it's Tuesday, 10 a.m. And our website, 985thesportshub.com, is where you go for that. Cool?
Yeah.
Cool. This board is something here.
What do we got?
The call board?
Yeah.
All right, what do we got? What are the
number
are the
one
options?
Sports station in the country? What do we got?
With the Celtics, a huge win last night. Yeah, Eastern Conference Finals. We're the flagship station, the Celtics.
Yes,
number
we
one
are.
Radio
Go Seas.
Yes,
number one sports radio station in the country. What calls do we have to choose from?
Orca talk, whale talk, giant squid talk, Celtics game three takes, and another one on the Celtics. And I'm going to lead with the actual Celtics before we do the giant squid. Yeah. Jeff in health and safety protocols. Reaching out once again. Jeff, how do we sound today?
I think a little bit better.
Good. Nope. You know what? I can tell right away. He's got a little bit more pep today. Your voice sounds better.
Thank you. And, you know, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, though, because it, you know, could get slapped again. But anyway, I do feel better. So thank you. I called the other day and I talked about how the Warriors were going to handle Luka. And, well, they did exactly that. And tonight, Dallas does have a significant opportunity, and the only way they win, and you'll be able to tell early, is if Draymond Green gets some cheap garbage fouls in the first, you know, quarter that just changes the outlook of the game. So hopefully I am pulling hard for a Warriors-Celtics final. It would be so much fun to watch. Two best teams. Easily, two most talented, two best coached. And should be a good game tonight. Thanks for the concern on the health, Mark. Have a great weekend, boys.
All right, Jeff.
We were all concerned. I don't know why he only one who gets credit for being concerned.
He's fine.
Zoe doesn't sound very
you
concerned.
You and I are both concerned.
He calls every day. He gives us updates every day. He's gotten better each day.
I was going to ask Jeff what he's been watching in quarantine, what he's been binging on. That seems to be the topic. Every time you have a friend who's
Perfect Strangers.
I have a friend who's dealing with COVID right now and has been, you know, locked up in the bedroom for 5 days, and he just keeps texting about what he's watching, what he's binging on Netflix, or what it is he's been catching up on. That seems to be the go-to thing to do. People just sit there. My brother-in-law got COVID. He just sat there and watched all of Yellowstone when he got COVID.
Mm.
Yeah.
What would you watch if you had to binge something during COVID right
now? The Office.
I know what I would watch. It's a show that I keep
saying. With commercials.
Dinner Party was on last night.
Before I'd watch Dinner Party.
I know what it is.
I can't turn it off. I'm sorry.
It's a show that I keep saying I'm going to watch, and you've told me is good, and it's Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I haven't watched that.
Is that the horse one?
No.
Kate Winslet? Think she's the
one? No. The Jeremy Renner show on Paramount.
Oh, I'm thinking of Mayor of Easttown.
Mayor of Easttown.
Mayor, M-A-R-E of you. Mayor of Kingstown, oh, okay. Jeremy Renner. Yeah, it's good. It's only one season.
I watched Mayor of Easttown. That was good.
That was good.
Mm. But Mayor of Kingstown.
I haven't had time to watch anything other than games.
I would also try and catch up. I'm behind on Better Call Saul now.
I haven't started it.
I'm only an episode back.
Haven't even started the final season. Got to do that.
I have totally blown off Billions. Axe left the show. I've watched one episode since. I haven't kept up with it.
No, that one I kept up with over the winter. Yeah,
I also have to finish up Ozark.
Oh, yeah. We haven't finished Ozark.
Yeah,
because
Ozark.
Because that's done now, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, I think all of the episodes were released. Yeah, but I'm behind on it. Yeah.
Could you imagine if Netflix had every single Red Sox game for the last 40 years where Milliken could just go on Netflix and watch just game after game?
Well, there's also Netflix, which you can try. It's a streaming service.
So I said.
Netflix.
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 Yeah.
I would pay for a service where you could go back and watch any baseball game from any date.
That would be neat.
I'd pay for all the sports, for NFL, MLB. If there was an archive, I'd buy it.
It's not the same, but if you do go on YouTube, there's a really long playlist. Like, you can watch maybe 30 or 40 of the 2007 season.
No, but I want, specific games that I went to, right? Like,
not to dig.
Yeah.
Or the Larry Bird one when he threw the ball at Lambeer. And they got that massive fight.
That's a big game. You can find that.
I know what you're saying.
I want, rando regular season game from 25 years ago. You punch in the date. And you can get that game right away.
I guess it would be cool for games that you attended.
Yeah.
Like, I still have not sat down and watched start to finish the Atlanta Super Bowl, which I need to.
What?
Wow.
No, because
don't tell them how it ends.
Don't tell them how it ends. Pat Snyder's 98.
I think I've watched the maybe middle of the third quarter on, but to go back and watch that game from the beginning, get the real feels.
That game was on during quarantine.
I know they used to put it on Fox. I just watched that game in its entirety about 2 months ago again. It never stops.
You
being
watched
good.
It with the boys, didn't you?
Yeah, they wanted to watch it. We watched the entire thing.
Saturdays are for the boys.
Whatever happened to that?
That went away.
It's not really a thing anymore, is it?
It's not a thing anymore. It's amazing.
No girls allowed.
One bite.
Ew, next thing you know, they're going to come in here smelling good.
One bite only.
Wanting to have sex with us. Ew, gross. Saturdays are for the boys.
Yeah, just boys hanging out. Drinking beer.
And they were like, I'm so lonely.
Saturdays for the boys and a couple girls.
Jim and Millis. Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I know Paulie and Truxy turned me on to 98.5. I love your show.
He's a marketing agent of sorts for us.
What did he say?
He's
an operative. Listen,
an operative,
sports hub operative.
Down to earth. Anyhow, listening to your show, it got me back into the Bruins and Celtics, and Red Sox.
Sports.
It bore me to death. I'd like to watch Little League Baseball. But about the turkeys, I have 15, 18 of them in my yard every day, males and females. I get a little tan chihuahua. He sees them. Those turkeys run through the yard like a bunch of drunks. And then they fly up in the trees or up on top of the shop. It's hysterically funny.
Is it? Or have they sort of just taken over?
Yeah, well, they're everywhere. But they come in every day. It's like in the morning they cut through. They're out behind my bedroom window. They're fighting. The males are fighting.
Yep. Would they know, say all of a sudden you start plucking them? Like one missing one day, one the next.
Yeah, Zoe doesn't have much of a sense of humor about the turkeys anymore. He's all done.
No, because they're aggressive. I have no problem with them. They want to hang out. Like now, they're like they take over. Like this is our yard. Like no, I pay for the yard. It's my yard. Get off my lawn.
Right.
Yeah.
Freddie and Boston on giant squid. I didn't think we had anything on giant squid today, but what the hell?
Hey guys, love and appreciate the show on the orca debate. A giant squid. Who wins?
Between a squid and an orca?
What? I mean, how big is a squid?
Exactly. A giant squid, like a kraken. Who wins?
Okay.
Oh, the kraken?
Truth is, hockey's always been here.
How about a kaiju? How about a kaiju versus 50 killer whales? And a giant squid. I have a feeling he had an answer for us. Like, we were going to pick the killer whale, and he's going to be like, wrong, giant squid wins that one. Idiots.
Have you seen the fishing video where they catch the squid or the octopus and it puts it on the deck of the boat, and there's these two holes in the rear of the boat where the water leaks through on fishing boats, and it's literally about as big as an apple, and that entire squid and that octopus could get there and get through it and escape. They're like mice, field mice. They could get through the smallest hole. It's crazy. I would maybe side with that thing.
What's the name of that hole in the back of the boat? Freedom Boat Club. You had to get your
I don't know the name of the hole. It's release. It's a water release hole.
Water release hole.
Blow hole.
Yeah.
Limber hole. Does that sound right?
Stop.
No, the drain hole. Limber hole. It's called.
It is.
According to Professor Google.
John in the truck. Hey John.
Let's spell that.
Yeah, hey, I saw a documentary on the Discovery Channel years ago about a pack of killer whales that attacked. This family had a schooner, and they were on a vacation, and they moored in a cove in the Western Caribbean for overnight. And in the middle of the night,
they're in the Caribbean.
Attacked in the Caribbean. This school attacked the boat.
It's a pod.
They're more. It's a pod, John.
They're more cold water. That's a pod. Please have some respect for the orcas.
I haven't heard about orcas in a Caribbean. Like, that's warm water. Someone would say they're more cold water.
Someone says schooner. I think schooner tuna. The tuna with a heart. You know that one, Zoe?
Haiku, right?
Nope.
Who's the guy that played the...
Mr. Mom.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Mr. Mom?
I've seen it with Michael Keaton.
Done with you.
Yes. No. But I don't remember it the way you do. You remember every single line of every movie.
I thought you were taking me to the summer. What's that? Summer rental.
Oh.
With John Candy, where Haiku was on the boat.
Your coup.
Your coup.
Haiku. What was the name of the boat?
Yeah, your coup.
The Barnacle. Mm.
Here are the headlines, Hardy. Take it away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a finish strong Friday presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Drains. The weather is heating up.
Ooh, it's hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
69.
Tomorrow feeling hot, hot, hot. So is 128. They're feeling hot, baby.
Good
if
people there.
If you have a, if you're an HVAC technician, which I am not, and Zoe is not.
I'm not.
But I'll tell you this. We know a good one when we see one, right, Hardy?
Oh, shoosh.
And we've had the pleasure of having a number of great HVAC technicians from 128 at our homes.
I'd choose RJ.
So if you're an HVAC technician and you're looking for a change, 128 is hiring for all HVAC positions, service, installation, and maintenance. And they like the best.
Yeah, you better
so
be good.
So if you're good, this is who you want to reach out to. Apply today. Call 128. That's call128.com. Apply. Be a part of the best team out there when it comes to all your HVAC needs. Call 128. Our thanks to them for always taking care of us on Finish Strong Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie in Newbury with a good question for us. Charlie, what do you got?
Yeah, I was just wondering if Derek White's wife had her baby yet. Is going to be available tomorrow?
The story there is that he did, in fact, have a baby. They welcomed their son, Hendrix James White.
Hey, James White.
Sweet feet.
7.8 pounds, 19 and a half inches long.
Ooh.
And he's doing great.
Good for him.
So congrats to Derek White and his wife, Hannah.
He'll be available.
And he is back at it, baby.
Should be. As long as everybody's okay. Mom and baby are okay. He should be okay.
There you go.
How'd that go yesterday? Did you guys talk about that? Him being back and people saw him on the plane and taking pictures and all that?
There was some discussion of it, yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It was fine. Nobody really had an issue with it. I mean, I think we're kind of used to it by now.
Yeah, but the problem was that the uncertainty with Horford and Smart, too, sort of added to it, I think. You know? What's he going to do? Like,
it did, but it wasn't.
First baby.
But you just said it. It wasn't Al Horford. It wasn't Marcus Smart. It wasn't Jason Tatum. It wasn't Jalen Brown. It was Derek White, who's played a lot of minutes this series. I was shocked at the number of minutes that he's been logging after a couple of Brooklyn games, 11 minutes, 13 minutes. The rest of the playoffs, he's been closer to like 27, 28. Logging a lot of minutes with guys being out and, quite frankly, contributing when he's been out there. So he's earned the minutes, but it's not the same as some other guys if they had made that choice.
Yeah.
And I've
told you that. I mean, times have changed, too. Like, well, I remember our first meeting with Parcells. He said, have babies in the offseason. You have babies on your own time. And we're like, what? Like, we weren't even thinking about having babies. I had no kids at that time. But he's like, do not have a kid during the season. That's all hard. That's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes you,
Kid's got a good-sized foot. I'll tell you that.
Big foot.
Good foot. Mm-hmm. That's what we have in the Instagram post. Or whatever it was posted on.
13 wide, double D.
Yeah. Good stable base there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the answer. Derek White's available. Joey is in the car on the Red Sox. Hi, Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So I moved to the South Shore from the city 22 years ago, and I saw a turkey fly from my second-level deck about 75 feet up in the air into a pine tree. Blew me away. Anyways, hey, listen, I love and respect Ty's passion for baseball, especially the Red Sox. You ask that kid anything Red Sox, and he's ready with a well-spoken opinion.
Ask him something else, though.
Stats. He's a good kid. Word is he can give Dirk Diggler a run for his money. Now, gents, I'm going to get an early start to tell you the drum of life this weekend. So enjoy the Celts and 90-degree weather tomorrow, boys.
All right. Cue it up. Celtics music.
Thank you, Celtics music.
You know he's basing that on the joke, the Milliken joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
You understood that.
Yeah.
I mean, Joey pays close attention here.
He does.
He catches all the minor details on this show.
Ask him something baseball. Yeah, ask him something else non-baseball. Totally unaware of everything.
Run for his money.
It's got a good ring to it. And you can't hate, for folks heading to Green Bay this year, for all you Patriots fans, when the Green Bay Packers score, this is their touchdown song. And boom, they're going right in the stands. It's hard to get mad at them for. It's like the Dolphins Dolphins fight song.
Yeah. Pats are going to lose.
It's a good song.
Aren't they?
I don't know. Who knows? What is it, week 4? I'll probably be underdogs.
Can we get a coach by committee to change the touchdown song down there? As long as we're delegating authority all over the place down there at Gillette Stadium.
I told that's a negative, and that is not from the coach.
What? Yep. The touchdown song has nothing to do with Bill Belichick? Look at me. I don't believe you.
I do. Yeah. I believe you.
I've been told that.
Who would insist on that Bon Jovi
song?
I'm not worried about it. It's a good song.
I'd drop the matter right now if I were you.
Stop it right now.
I would drop the matter right now if I were you.
It's a great song. Because this is our house.
The person who's responsible for such matters holds you in high regard as of right now, and I think you'd want to keep it that
Probably
way.
Probably actually likes you.
Okay.
Zip it.
I've heard him say he likes you.
Okay, and if it's who I'm thinking of, I also know that man's musical taste, and I'm surprised that he would stick by that song. So,
man also has friends.
Take you out in a second.
Okay. Think I'm going to get assassinated?
No,
you might.
Stop. Why do you take it there?
No, but HR is going to delete your account any moment now.
Take your Zippy Pass.
Your key card ain't going to work anymore. Yeah,
Captain Zippy Pass over there.
Right in. Delete that KSP.
Hey, why can't I open the door?
Fred! Let me in!
My key card's not working.
John in Plainville. John.
Hey. John.
Not there.
Nope.
Sam's in Boston. Sam.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Just going back to that Orcas versus Giant Squid.
Sure.
There's no question about it that 100 Orcas could destroy a Giant Squid. Those things
wait
are
a minute,
way too
big. Whoa.
This wasn't a...
Yeah.
Say the squid wraps around the Orca.
One-on-one.
And it becomes immovable.
Yeah. well, one on one, yeah, you might have a giant squid just due to size.
But a little giant squid.
The kind of PSI that those animals. Tentacles pack.
Did you see the movie Megalodon?
PSI?
Yeah, it's pressure,
yes,
baby.
He's right.
Wrap you up.
Did you see
it
the movie?
PSI. Look
did you
it
see
up.
The movie Megalodon?
It's like tires at the gas station.
You guys never saw the movie Megalodon?
So it inflates you? It's about pressure. That's how pressure is measured.
Constrict. It's like what's the snake? The constrictor, the boa constrictor.
Right.
They squeeze the life out of it.
What's that constrictor snake called? It's a constrictor.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. The giant squid have some of the largest tentacles in the world with suckers capable of producing suction forces of roughly 1,000 PSI.
How much does your water pressure have that Dennis's brother never fixed? How much PSI is in that thing?
It's also equivalent to 800 kilopascals, which is equivalent to 100 PSI.
Right.
With pointed teeth at the tips.
Oh, they said the beak. And they said that the squid's beak is ultra destructive. Like, it is one of the strongest. Like
it's one of the strongest beaks in nature.
Mike in Rhode Island, Mike.
I got a fun animal fact for you guys regarding octopi. They are so smart, in many countries, it is illegal to perform veterinary surgery on them without anesthesia because they're apparently like undersea puppies.
They go nuts. Yep. They go nuts.
They're like puppies?
Yeah, apparently they're as smart as puppies.
How many surgeries take place on octopus in a given year or octopi?
You know, I think that they get cataract surgery a lot.
Several hundred.
How do you know, like, does it?
Headlines brought to you by Boston Vision, formerly Boston Laser, now treating octopi and cataract surgeries.
I think we should end the calls right there.
How do you know, like, did squid tell you, like, hey, I can't see?
Turn it up, T-Bone!
Come on!
Finish strong Friday! We've got the fake promos in today's takeaways. They are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over with a tire.
More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Before we get to the takeaways, final hour, Zolak and Bertrand brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Contractors, builders, homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling and commercial building materials and supplies, providing solutions and results since 1946.
Sorry about that. Since it is Friday, it's a fake promo Friday, and it's brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Whether you're listening in Connecticut, Kentucky, Canada, you can receive the same great weight loss results with Waken 180's virtual program. You got to do it online at Waken180WeightLoss.com. Big shout out up to the state of Maine. They got the show going.
Mason and Maine.
Got our new Celtics song. We'll see if...
it's not really new. He just reminded us that the Celtics used to play it.
In the day.
And we never got an answer as to whether or not they still are at games. But
we'll see if TD Garden rolls with it tomorrow night.
If they're not currently using it, they should bring it right back.
I would think.
It's their idea to begin with.
We got five fake promos today.
Oh, they gentlemen. Must be good then.
They're all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
There you go.
Neely says he wants to become more dump and jam.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was McCarthy and I saying at the same time, Neely says he wants...
I think it was me.
Oh, Neely says he wants to become more dump and chase.
Neely says he wants to become more dump and jam.
Usually somebody backs out.
Are we all saying it?
Maybe.
Three voices?
Maybe.
I am a robot. I will say whatever is written.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
So, I currently have COVID, so don't mind my voice.
Oh.
Solak and Bertrand.
You edited that yesterday. That's in hand. That's another yesterday.
That's much longer pause than existed.
There was a pause. It wasn't that long, though, right, T-Bone? That was enhanced. You made it worse than it was.
Oh. Well, somebody had to say something.
Like, what are you? Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Go on. Your point.
And she was giggling about it. How bad are we supposed to? I don't feel so good.
Oh.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Can him then.
And even if they give him a 1-year extension, like, you could whack him and eat it.
Yeah.
617-779.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You give him a 1-year extension, and if it doesn't work out, you whack him, and you can eat the contract.
I understand. Right,
thank you.
You can dismiss the player, and goodbye.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
I've had the full New Pro experience, so just like you.
Yep, had the big one, and you can have it too.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now, let me ask you a question. What does it mean to get the big one from New Pro?
You said you had the big one.
He said he had the New Pro experience, and you've had it too. And you
play
said,
it again.
Play it again. You've had the big one. I've had the full New Pro experience, so just like you.
Yep, had the big one, and you can have it too.
The big experience.
What is the big one?
The big new experience.
The big one.
Yeah. What's the big experience? What is it?
I said the full experience.
They bring that big truck in and with all the stuff on it.
Oh,
they put on.
Okay, yeah. All right.
All the pliers.
Yeah, I mean, they don't bring vans. They bring the big 18-wheeler.
NewPro.com. Check it out for yourself.
All right. Last one.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's thick. It's huge. $2. You can't get anything. I mean, come on. BJ's.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I wasn't here that day.
Costco hot dogs.
So I don't know exactly what that was all about.
So what has happened since we brought that up at the beginning of the week when Beetle wasn't in on Monday? The $2 Costco hot dog, because of inflation, has been raised another dollar.
It's a $3 hot dog now?
It's a $3 hot dog now.
Did it used to be a dollar?
It used to be $2.
No, I'm saying like way back
20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Everything there was 75 cents or
50 cents. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when a cheeseburger was 49 cents.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Like, $2. I'm down with that. All right. I understand.
You know, to go to Costco, you're already paying for a membership. There should be some bennies with that.
Well, once you get to a $3 hot dog, do you even think of it as being like a great deal anymore?
No.
And maybe it is. I've never had one. I've never had a Costco hot dog.
He and I had a discussion about just the one of the local food chain meals. They've gone up for kids' meals.
Local food chain meal.
Yes. Without mentioning who.
Just everything's going
up.
Number whatever on the board. One for each kid. They weren't the kids' meals. They were just regular meals that it was like $21.
It's not what you would expect.
Like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. It's all right. Hot weekend. Make sure you guys hydrate out there. Go Celtics. Keep the song going. Let's go. What?
Oh, we're going to give you the Sarge treatment. Why don't you take us to the very end?
We're already there.
Have a great weekend.
Felger, Maz, and Murray next. Full Loaded Show, Agenda Free Friday.
Good job.
That's it.
I think
it's good.
Said everything that needed
to be
said.
I'll see you guys Monday.
All right, man.
All right.
Take it easy.
Get some sun today. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Celtics.
Woo.
Go Orca. Team Orca.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.